and the heat index near 100. Okay, that's standard so far. Lots of sunshine with some spotty afternoon and evening storms for some lucky communities. Many communities will get skipped, though. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, the number of showers and thunderstorms roaming around will go up. In other words, better odds of getting wet with a high in the mid-90s both days. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, back to closer to a normal summertime forecast with rain chances averaging 40% over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The search continues for a suspect in a deadly shooting in Montgomery. Authorities say 35-year-old Todrick Smith was shot and killed in the 5700 block of East Shirley Lane just after midnight Tuesday. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. Rescue crews responded to a vehicle that went into the Alabama River Tuesday. This happened in the 200 block of Eugene Street around 6:30 Tuesday morning. They were able to get the vehicle out of the water. No one was found inside, and crews are continuing to investigate the incident. And Montgomery Public Schools will have 179 new school buses on the road this year. School leaders inspected the school system's buses yesterday. The first day of school for MPS is August 6th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins,
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
After 11. I got Dave Mowry in the studio. I've got Bruce and Trisha on hold, if you guys will hang tight with me. We'll get to you in a second. The third hour of News and Views is officially underway. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a fantastic program, as evidenced by the quality of our callers. Don had a good call. Don's had, like, strung together, I think, three or four multiple good calls in a row. I might have to re-award the worst caller in talk radio away from Don to somebody else. Well, then one day he'll call back and let me down. And maybe I'll let him keep the title for just a little longer. But he's fast losing that title. Someone else might be getting it. Oh, another thing too. I got chastised yesterday because somebody called in and who was the guy who called in and gave the bad joke? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do remember, but
it doesn't matter his name.
It's really bad.
Nice guy. It was a bad joke. And I got chastised. I said, this guy really likes your program, and now he's going to hate you. I said, listen.
Well, he should hate me. I was the one that's done.
But no, but if he really likes the program, he understands how the program works.
True.
Sometimes you play the foil, people. That doesn't mean we don't like you and your call.
No.
Sometimes you play the foil. I mean, Trisha's played the foil. Dave's played the foil. Sure. I've played the foil. You know who's never played the foil?
Who's that?
Donald J. Trump. The God Emperor. The doctor, the cowboy?
The very stable genius?
The very good-looking president of the United States? Let's take some phone calls. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. We got a little bit of a discussion going on right now on I guess, what plagues Montgomery. It started with an article that actually a real estate agent in town, Eddie Bader, works over at the Goodson Group. He sent me about Montgomery's rental market heating up. That led to a discussion on why it's heating up, which led to a discussion of what's wrong with Montgomery, which led to Bruce and Trisha calling. Hey.
Hello.
Bruce.
Yes.
What's going on?
Talk about Montgomery Public Schools.
Okay. Why? Why are we going to talk about them?
Well, you've been talking about them. I haven't said a word about them.
Okay. Go ahead. You can ask your question.
My wife's retired teacher. Mm-hmm. Children went through Montgomery Public Schools.
All right.
That was some time ago, back in 99 and 03, but some of the problems were evident then. But I just ask, what do people say is wrong with Montgomery Public Schools, and why do they say that? What do they see that makes them say something's wrong with the public schools?
0% proficiency at four of the five public high schools in town. 0% proficiency on math or English. That's what they see.
Graduation rate, test scores, right?
Graduation rate is irrelevant. Mm-hmm. A watermelon could get passed through and passed. I mean, it just, you know, you take any inanimate object, a banana, an avocado, a bag of arugula, you throw them in a basket, you sit them on that desk for 13 years, it's going to get a high school degree. I mean, there's no exit test. What we're talking about is the standardized testing that shows the community what percentage of the people enrolled in that school are proficient in math and English. And the answer in Montgomery is a shockingly low number.
Got it. Next question. What percentage of the school-aged children in Montgomery County are being tested?
No, I don't know the answer to that. I'm assuming all, but I don't know the answer to that.
I would guess less than 50%.
Well,
when you consider how many are in private schools, now Pike Road schools, home schools.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about the public school system in Montgomery.
I know it. But what I'm saying is when all you have left is the remainder, you're not going to have as good a number.
Well, I mean.
And that's what's happened over time.
We've talked about that. That's the problem with the magnet school. Hey, appreciate it, Bruce. Thank you. 272-9228. Trisha.
Hey, I am not playing the foil today.
No, well, I wouldn't expect you to. I know you know your chops on this stuff.
I do. I was in apartment management for 15 and a half years, mm-hmm. so I'm defending Fesci management on this one.
Okay, let me hear it.
I understand that people are never happy when they're told that they owe money. That's just how life is. But Fesci management has a rock-solid lease, rock-solid, and they are extremely fair to their tenants. I worked for three different management companies in the time that I did that business, and they are the only company that I worked for that would let someone out of their lease without paying their lease breaking termination fee according to the lease. And I actually took part in drafting the releasing of apartment contract for them because we did it so often because our occupancy was so high. We were able to release people's apartments for them without charging them the 2-month termination fee and forfeiting their deposit. But there were certain conditions that had to be met in order to release your apartment because we shouldn't have to eat all the costs because you want to move out early.
Right.
So part of that was repainting the apartment and leaving it free and clean of free of damage and clean. So I think Fesci Management's very fair with their tenants.
I think he was just using them because that's a well-known large manager name.
And they are.
I don't think he was disparaging them in particular, but I'm glad you clarified.
But just so that everyone is clear on that, they try to be very fair to their tenants. They really do. And, you know, people, you know, always have bad experiences with, you know, anything in life. But anyway, that's my 2-bit for today.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Y'all have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. I don't think that guy was disparaging Fauci in particular.
No, I don't think so either.
But as a former, I guess, Fauci employee, she didn't say that directly, but yeah, I guess she did. You know, it's nice of her to call in and provide the other side. Who's this?
This is Robert. Hey, guys.
Hey, Robert.
All right. On Section 8, it's like any other business. Every dime you receive is not profit. You put some aside. things that's going to happen. And Section 8 is a pretty good system, but it pays great money for the housing because I got friends that won't rent nothing but Section 8 because their money is guaranteed. And you ain't got to look for it. It's guaranteed by the agency. But if you're collecting $900 $1,000 a month, you don't put all that into your personal account. You put some into repairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what he's saying is, okay, you figure, say, a 15% return on your money, your 15% profit or whatever. If you only get 10 out of 12 months rent and they stiff you on 2 months rent, that's your 15%. So the rest of it is going to the expenses. It's going to debt service. It's going to, you know, painting and maintenance and all that kind of stuff.
Right. But if you fail your inspection, you'll be punished.
Right. But you understand. I've represented people on these Section 8 inspections. I don't want to go into the details of it. But let's just say they can be awfully nitpicky.
Yeah, they can.
Okay.
If the knob don't match on the cabinet.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Awfully, awfully
one,
nitpicky.
One cracked tile out of 400.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. And if in that situation, I don't think an entire month's rent should be withheld.
No. I agree with you on that. Then there should be a better timeline to get these things back in order.
I think what they do that in order to save money for the Section 8 program.
Yeah, I understand that point, too. Yeah, they're going to find something wrong. You know, the paint's chilling on the back of the back porch.
It's just like you send a health inspector into a restaurant. If you ever walk in a restaurant and see a 100, the health inspector didn't do his job because there's always something wrong. They can find something. And likewise, if you send a health inspector in there and said, fail that place, I don't care if Jesus himself just cleaned the place. I can fail it if I get the list and go around. I mean, you know, your cooler's at 38.6 degrees instead of 39, you know, that kind of thing.
No, I can understand that. They is nitpicky. They're very nitpicky.
Right.
All right, guys.
I appreciate it, Robert. Are we finally done with the Section 8 conversation?
Seriously.
Are we finally done with it? I'm gonna go to a break before somebody else calls. Then we'll cover some other news.
Maybe
on the
other
side
of the
break.
List, Baron.
You know what? If I was going to put this on the list, I'd have done it 5 years ago, because about three times a year this conversation comes up. It's frustrating to people.
Yeah.
You know what? If you own a house in a neighborhood that was nice,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden, you know, out of 200 houses, 40 of them go Section 8,
yeah,
and the whole neighborhood gets ruined, you're bitter. You stay bitter. We'll be back.
River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies?
isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Bachelor Technologies ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Bachelor Technologies. Bachelor Technologies, your single source of network support. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Bachelor Technologies and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Tom's Diner, 1987. Great year for music. This song is one that I think everybody knows, but nobody knows they know it until it starts playing. Like, if you go up to some rando and it's like, hey, you know Tom's Diner from Suzanne Vega? No.
Right.
Yeah,
oh,
love
yeah,
this song.
I know that one.
Yeah, that's the thing. Tom's Diner, Suzanne Vega. Needs to be on the radio more. Jenkins Tire and Auto. Your car needs to be at Jenkins Tire and Auto more. It's that simple. Get it by there when you get the opportunity. I know you need routine maintenance. I myself need tires. I got a quote on two different sets of tires recently from Mike Jenkins over at Jenkins Tire and Auto, and I got to decide which set I want. I didn't realize this because I felt like, man, I just got tires. You know how many miles ago I got? 45,000 miles ago, I got tires. It felt like I just got them last week.
For real.
Same thing with, you know, you get brakes or whatever, and you're like, man, I just got brakes. Well, no, I guess it was 5 years ago now. Jenkins Tire and Auto will take care of all that for you, though. They'll get you a great quote on tires. You can come in, pick them up, drop your car off in the morning. When you get back that afternoon, you got a new set of shoes on your baby blue. Jenkins Tire and Auto, great people, good folks, excellent mechanics, excellent technicians. They understand the business, and they're going to get you to work and back if you need it. Jenkins Tire and Auto, right off of Madison, one block off Madison on the corner of Perry and Jefferson. Get your car in there when you get a chance. 19 minutes after 11 o'clock. Finally, we move on from Section 8.
Seriously. Holy cow.
Holy mackerel. I don't go with holy cow much. I usually go holy mackerel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I don't know why.
Isn't that how, what's his name said it?
Harry Carey.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Not setting himself on fire, Harry Carey, but different type of Harry
Different
Carey.
Harry Carey.
Again, I'm only doing this. I'm going to do like 1 minute on this. I'm not going to do a whole segment on this. Because you could easily do 3 hours of radio on this story, and I'm not going to. But I read this headline on WSFA, and I just want to comment that WSFA, I appreciate the clickbait. I'm in. You've done it two times to me this week. I've clicked on stories I otherwise would not have clicked on. The only stories I clicked on the WSFA website this week, I've clicked on two. The clickbait story the other day, and this one. A boy, 10 years old, charged with assault after classmate suffers dodgeball injury.
Sorry.
I'm in.
I didn't know where you were going.
No,
here.
I'm in. Like, that's dodgeball so injury. He didn't pull a gun on somebody. He didn't hit anybody with his fist. This is a kid trying to do the right thing. His name's Bryce Lindley, 10 years old. He's in Canton, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And now he faces aggravated assault charges. His mother is Kamishi Lindley. Shocked when she got a call from Wayne County Juvenile Court about her 10-year-old son, Bryce. She was informed the rising fifth grader charged with aggravated assault. According to police report, another then fourth grade student was struck in the face with a ball during an April 29 game of a dodgeball-like sport. Medical records show he suffered a concussion. Here's what the boy's mother said. He sustained facial tissue damage to his face. Okay.
Okay.
Which means he could have gotten like a little abrasion or something.
Yeah.
He had a black eye and a bruised nose. The mother said, and here's the kicker, here's the key sentence of the whole thing. Why was this kid playing this game in the first place if this sentence is true? The mother says her son has a rare medical condition that makes head injuries especially dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Hey, why was he playing?
Junior, when you go to school and they do recess, you know, you have a rare medical condition, young man. You cannot play dodgeball because Bryce Lindley has a smoke of an arm, and he might get you right square in the nose.
He might crack your skull or blow your face out.
The kid was suspended from school for a day.
That's dumb. That's really dumb.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I mean, did the teacher get punished for letting him play?
I don't know.
Because, like...
The kid said, I'm sorry that little kid got hurt.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for any child that got hurt.
Right. Just saying.
Anyway, this is good clickbait, WSFA. This is the type of stuff I tune in for.
Exactly.
This is why I go to your site. I want weird news. I know you're not going to cover local news with a damn. I want the weird stuff if I'm going to go to WSFA. It's bad enough you won't let me watch the Indy 500. Who's this?
Donkey Lori.
Donkey Lori, how are you?
Hi, guys. I just want to say, this is how backwards the world is right now.
Uh-huh.
Police officers in New York City can have water dumped on them as they're being videoed and heckled. And I thought, I'm from Florida. In Florida, the law is you throw something on somebody, throw something at somebody, and that's assault. You're charged with assault. You can't spit on anybody in Florida. It's assault. So we got a 10-year-old boy being charged with assault, playing dodgeball with a child that shouldn't have been playing the game to begin with. And I mean, I grew up on dodgeball. If you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Wow.
It's dodgeball.
Hot
you know
take.
What I'm saying?
Hot take.
Right. It's dodgeball.
Okay. And then, but
have you hold on? Stop. Have you seen
out what to do with the people that are throwing water on police officers? They're not being charged. You know.
Have you seen the dodgeballs kids are using these days?
No, we used to have those red rubber
balls.
Yes.
That were like magnets to the side of your head, right?
Yes, they just absolutely.
Didn't matter where you were, what you were looking at, if you turned your head sideways for 1 second, a red rubber ball overinflated that felt like a cannonball being shot off a 19th century schooner was going to hit you in the side of the head. I promise
you. We survived. Remember,
you should see the dodgeballs these sissies are using today. My kids use them. They're little sponge balls. They're round, but they're like spongy.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't
like
hurt
Nerf
a kid.
Balls.
Yes,
like,
no, not Nerf. Nerf is like a 45 caliber round compared to these things. These are these make a cotton pillow look like a concrete block. They are so soft and spongy. You can't hurt a kid if you had to with one of these things. It's terrible.
Everybody acts like
kids are turned into sissies. My kids.
Little kittens.
Sissies.
They're not kittens. They're kids.
I'm just kidding. My kids aren't sissies.
No. I mean, we grew up on it. Red Rover, sent so-and-so right over, and so-and-so had to run and break the chain, which we had to run into two arms. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Life was better when pretty much, you know, everything you did physically in school was about either getting beat up or not getting beat up.
You know? Dodgeball?
Or avoiding getting your cranium cracked.
You know, I don't know. Kickball? I mean,
yeah,
anyway.
All those things.
But explain to me why we have a problem. We can't figure out what to do with people in New York. Oh, we're going to have to make it a felony. Why don't you just arrest them?
Mm-hmm.
It's assault. You dumped water on a police officer. It could have been, like they said, what's next? Gasoline? Acid? I mean, it's kind of like if you don't get on to... I don't know. Never mind. Thanks for letting me rant.
Dr. Lori, you come here and you rant whatever you want.
I'm going to tell you something. You and me and Dave, we grew up with our big kid underwear on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't run to mommy and daddy and cry about every little thing. No way. Not every little thing. But I mean, anyway.
I understand.
Raising a bunch of pansies. And it's not people like us. Because we, you know, we think properly. I mean, we know Trump is the God Emperor.
That's right.
You know, and Democrats have lost their mind. And
amen.
I thought racism was like you had a prejudice against someone. Skin color, culture, ethnicity. You know what I'm saying?
That's not what it is.
Now, they've changed the definition. Have you seen the definition for patriot that's been changed?
Listen. Hold on. Racism, let's just get the proper 21st century understanding of what racism is. It's nothing to do with whether or not you think some group is inferior to another or some group is superior to another. Nothing to do with it. It's any time you talk economics or immigration or security in a way that makes liberals feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You're racist.
Well,
they need a dodgeball right upside.
Right,
the head.
One of those red rubber ones. Appreciate
it. All right, bye.
Did you ever play Foursquare?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Foursquare's the greatest game ever.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
I mean, sincerely, the greatest game ever. Miss Dial's class in fourth grade, we played what was called Dial Style, which was just bus stops and cherry bombs. You couldn't do anything else. And, that was a great game. You play with the dodgeball, the same thing you hit people in the head with the dodgeball with. When you weren't whacking them in the head with the dodgeball, you were bus stopping and cherry bombing your way into a good Dial Style game of Foursquare.
Yeah.
Speaking of the God Emperor, California passed a law banning from the ballot any presidential candidate who has not released publicly his tax returns. Now, this is obviously unconstitutional and will not be upheld. But I want Alabama, just to prove a point and draw attention to ourselves. This is the type of positive attention we need. I want some aspiring representative from Alabama to pass a law that you cannot appear on the Alabama presidential ballot unless you produce your long-form birth certificate in paper form. You have to be willing. You have to sign a release that anybody in America at any given time can call the Department of Health in Hawaii or any other state and ask for a copy of your birth certificate. It's not banned from the public record. Anybody can get it. It's not just you releasing it, but still making it so other people can't see it. Not a layered photocopy built in Photoshop. I'm talking not one that uses signatures off of other birth certificates. I'm talking an actual open records request style. If any news organization wants it, anybody wants it, they can just call and they'll mail it to them. Or they can just drop by and look at it. Alabama needs to pass that law. If California's going to pass one that says you can't be on the ballot unless you release your tax returns, why not your birth certificate? They're both just vital records. I mean, they're both just government records.
Mm-hmm.
Why is one available to be released but not the other?
Baron, you're a birther.
No, I'm not a birther. I actually believe he was probably born in the United States. I just don't understand all the secrecy surrounding it. And I don't understand why Loretta Fuddy was killed by a frogman after a plane crash. Everybody go and Google Loretta Fuddy frogman.
Did you say frogs?
Loretta Fuddy frogman. Google it. Watch the video and tell me why nobody saw the frogman. Why was there a frogman there? Why was she the only person that saw the actual birth certificate? And then killed later by a frogman. We'll be back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The men of Landmark Church invite you to the Gridiron Kickoff, a night of fun, football, and encouragement. August 8th, featuring former Alabama player and Mississippi State coach Sylvester Croom, along with former Auburn head coach Tommy Tuberville. Coach Croom played for Paul Bear Bryant and in 74 was senior captain. Coach Tuberville guided the Tigers to an SEC championship and the Western Division title in 2004. Dinner will be at 5 p.m. The program starts at 6. Reserve your seat. Visit landmarkchurch.net. That's landmarkchurch.net. The Gridiron Kickoff with Sylvester Croom and Tommy Tuberville, August 8th.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Chicken Salad Chick on Zelda Road for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The search for raindrops goes on, and the chances of seeing a shower at your house are getting a little better. Today, another hot and humid day with a high around 95 and the heat index near 100. Okay, that's standard so far. Lots of sunshine with some spotty afternoon and evening storms for some lucky communities. Many communities will get skipped, though. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, the number of showers and thunderstorms roaming around will go up. In other words, better odds of getting wet with a high in the mid-90s both days. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, back to closer to a normal summertime forecast with rain chances averaging 40% over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their seven real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay. Serious crap. Gay. Frogs, freaking frogs. It's not funny. I'm going to say it real slow for you. Gay. Frogs.
Guys, welcome back in. 33 minutes after 11. How do you code this into our log here?
How is gay frogs.
Gay frogs?
Yeah.
By Alex Jones?
Yeah. I have it as Gay Frogs Remix.
It's the remix. That's
yeah,
right.
It's the remix.
It's not the original Gay Frogs.
And
this
Alex
is the
Jones, yeah.
This is the dance version.
That's right. Turn the freaking frogs gay.
What is Foursquare with cherry bombs? Is that like box ball? No, cherry bombs is when you dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
You had to drop it at your waist, but if someone was back in the box and you didn't want to hit it to them, you just like caught it and dropped it.
Yeah.
That's illegal in most forms of four squares, as is bus stopping. Bus stopping is where you tap it up and then hit it again.
Ah.
Those are illegal forms of you know, whatever, but not in dial style. Four square. See, I'm doing direct communication through the radio. That's called an FCC violation.
Oh.
Heirloom Jewelers, not an FCC violation, to go look at outstanding jewelry. Art Deco pieces, antique heirloom quality pieces, hand-carved pieces. They've got bracelets and brooches and rings and earrings and necklaces. They got a great collection of pearls. Beautiful collection of pearls. Guys, you can pay full price for jewelry that's garbage. I mean, if you want to, you go to other places, you pay full price for garbage jewelry. Or you can go to Heirloom Jewelers and get a good deal on great jewelry. Handmade, wonderful, wonderful pieces of jewelry. And that's what you get at Heirloom Jewelers. That's what you get at Heirloom Jewelers. The guy just has the amazing stuff. They have modern bridal sets, so if you want to go in and look, you know, you got a little sweetheart and you're going to propose in the near future, you can go look at the modern bridal sets. Or you can look at the antique bridal sets as well. Both have a totally different character and look and feel and everything else. But it's up to you, man. Get what you want.
What you want.
You do you, boo-boo. You do you. But do it at Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across the street from Do-Re-Mi Karaoke, right where the old Bruno's and Sonic were right there. Heirloom Jewelers. Troop Booth is a fantastic human being.
This is the truth.
It's absolute truth. He is the truth. He is the truth. I saw this, I got one little, you know, I've been dodging all these Epstein stories lately.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta get this one. This is a quick one. Epstein's lawyer, Jeff Epstein's lawyer, says his client is in danger of being murdered by powerful people before his trial.
Oh, shock.
Haven't we been saying that since the day he got indicted? I mean, this guy's not going to make it. You don't understand, he's not making it to trial, right?
Right.
Jeff Epstein is a dead man walking.
when you work for an intelligence agency, whether it's American or foreign, mm-hmm. and you are tasked, if you choose to accept it, your job is to trap billionaires with child porn charges and diddling 14-year-old girls. That's your job. That's what you're set up to do. And you do it successfully for so many years that you accumulate hundreds of millions of dollars in benefits from doing so. That's your job. And you think when you're trapped in a federal correction facility, you're going to make it? You're going to be fine? Lawyer Spencer Coovin doubts that the recently sustained jail injuries were a suicide attempt, telling The Sun, quote, I question whether or not it was a true suicide attempt.
Somebody beat the brakes off of him. That's a scientific term.
That Mr. Epstein was involved in a jail, or whether or not there may be some powerful people who just don't want him to talk.
Oh, could that be a thing? That's really shocking, Baron.
Question how Epstein could have choked himself, adding...
Choke yourself! Not with my hand, with your hand!
Adding, there's no doubt in my mind that no jail will protect you when there's powerful people that want to reach you wherever you are. He warned that even if Epstein is kept away from the general prison population, there are still people who can get to him ultimately.
So they're setting it up.
Yeah.
They're letting it know that it's going
to
happen.
Well, the best way to hide is in broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, there are powerful people looking to kill me, there are powerful people looking to kill me, you're probably less likely to be killed by powerful people.
Right.
Coovin speculated whether Epstein would survive to make his upcoming trial, comparing the situation to the 1959 Profumo affair, where socialite Stephen Ward was put on trial for procuring young women for the British elite, but killed himself before the verdict was announced. Oh. We know Mr. Ward was involved in that affair, and his procurement of women for some notable people was given bail, committed suicide while out on bail. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not Mr. Epstein attempts again to get out on bail, and if he does, whether he survives between now and the date of trial. This is a morbid speculation from your own attorney.
Seriously? His own attorney just said that the dude in the Profumo thing killed himself?
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Why?
I mean, it just seems really weird.
You don't believe that?
No, I'm just saying that, like, the attorney for Jeff Epstein is being like, well, you know, the last time this happened, the dude got out and killed himself. Now, we're still trying to get bail. But somebody's trying to kill him. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
The lawyer also noted that Eyes Wide Shut style parties attended by masked men have been taking place for over 50 years. Have you ever seen Eyes Wide Shut?
Of course. It's weird.
Beyond weird. It's Kubrick, right?
Yeah.
Guy who did the moon landing?
Mm-hmm. Same guy.
But you know the Eyes Wide Shut thing is a true story.
Right.
Or it's like based on reality.
Right.
These are the types of events that are actually held among the elite.
Right.
So why would you think the... Well, anyway. I have not seen that movie since I was probably in...
I haven't seen it since it was out in the theaters because it wasn't that good.
I saw it twice. I saw it in the theaters. I was young, though.
Yeah.
I was like 13.
Came out in 99.
Okay, I was 16. I was 20.
Yeah.
I felt like I saw it in high school.
Nah.
Was that in college?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Gross.
Yeah.
That movie seemed like something I saw in high school. I saw it once in theaters. I saw it once on...
Later on.
VHS or something.
VHS.
Well, I had to, you know the people who didn't want to tear up their VCR, so they had that rewind machine? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You didn't know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about, but I never knew anybody that had one.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have one.
That's why it was so you didn't want to tear up your VCR?
Apparently, rewinding was really hard on VCR heads. And so you would... take it out of that and rewind it, and that way when your VCR was playing, it would be of higher quality.
Oh. Okay.
We're talking VCRs, Dave.
Yeah.
You know the original VCRs?
Outdated technology, you mean?
VCRs that came out in the early 80s were like $1,000. In right. 80s money. Yeah. Which would be like $3,000 today.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pay $3,000 for a VCR today.
I wouldn't pay $3,000 for a DVD player today.
I wouldn't pay $3,000 for television.
Correct. All things that are correct.
Who's this?
Rick Top. How you doing, boy?
Doing well, friend. How are you?
Good. I just wondered if any mayoral candidates are going to be coming on.
No, I hope not. I hope not. And here's why. There are 13 mayoral candidates. If I have a legitimate candidate, if I take one of the top five candidates, the top tier candidates, and bring them on for an hour, any one of those candidates can write our station and demand equal time over the next 7 days. And then I got to spend 12 additional hours, which is 4 days of this program, interviewing mayoral candidates who have no business being in the race, don't have a shot in hell, and they're using my program, this valuable airtime. I will destroy my audience going into a ratings period if I start interviewing mayoral candidates.
That is an actual legal requirement?
Yes, if they ask for equal time, you have to give it to them.
God. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's I can understand
Let me just tell you, look, I've been doing radio now for five plus years full-time. I've been doing it for another 5 years prior to that part-time. I've learned enough about local talk radio, and I've watched people come and go and watch what killed their programs. And when you start interviewing any candidate who wants to come on, your ratings are just absolutely very low.
Yeah.
Very low. I've had two of the three candidates up in House District 42 asked to come on. You know why I won't have them on? Because 98% of my audience doesn't live in that district.
Truth.
Montgomery mayor thing, we're in the capital city, but that's Montgomery only makes up about a third of our audience. What am I going to do with what? How am I going to entertain the other two thirds of the audience while we're interviewing, you know, Buster Do-Gooder over here who's running for mayor because he gathered the signatures but not going to spend a dime, doesn't have a chance, and isn't going to get 1% of the vote? But I got to dedicate an hour of my life because he asked for equal time because I interviewed a legitimate candidate?
At this moment are about David Wood's advertisement.
What about it?
And, I feel he paints a really grim picture of Montgomery, and he talks about rampant crime and all this. This man obviously has never lived anywhere but Montgomery, and I'm kind of insulted by his implications. Montgomery has got very low crime, and it's petty, and it's mostly domestic. And so... for him to make those claims, I just feel it's insulting to all the people that work hard and get along and do good in this city.
There's some crime in Montgomery, but I go back to what the mayor said a long time ago. I mean, you're going to get some petty property crime. If you're not dealing with prostitutes or drugs, your likelihood of being a victim of violent crime in Montgomery is near zero, almost zero.
Near zero. You're not going to find a damn safer town to live in. I've lived in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Atlanta. I've lived in L.A., all these places that have a real damn crime problem.
Right.
So when people come on and talk about crime in Montgomery and we need more police, which we already have 11 police departments here, probably have 1,000 police in Montgomery. The last damn thing we need is more police. And everybody's armed to the teeth. Who's going to come hold up Baron Coleman? I pity the fool, don't you?
Nobody's holding me up, my friend. I travel very heavily armed.
Yes. So, I mean, also, that's less of a need for police considering how well-armed the American public is now. It ain't going to be no fun place to pull a crime anymore, so.
Yeah.
I feel it's disingenuous, and I hope we can find somebody that's got any sense. Anybody who wants to stop crime and build schools is a dead end, just like you said earlier.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Well, Red Top always has strong opinions, but you know what? He states them and then gets the hell off the phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of callers would do well to study Red Top. Have a take, make it aggressive, and then get the off my phone. I agree, though. I mean, look, it's classy to talk about the crime problem in Montgomery, but if you're not dealing in drugs or prostitutes, you're probably not going to be a victim of violent crime. I mean, you're probably less likely here than just about anywhere else. And yeah, there's some petty property crime. There is. But a lot of it is people popping door handles on unlocked cars.
Yep.
You take the murders from drugs and prostitution out, and you take the popping door handles out, and you got yourself a pretty nice little paradise here in Montgomery. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. You got to listen to some gunshots if you live in certain areas of town. It's just going to happen. It's going to happen. You know what I did?
What's that?
Moved.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I live there. Bath Innovations, bathinnovations.com. Generous sponsors of the guest hotline every single day. Bathinnovations.com guest hotline is wide open for your calls at 272-9228. Bath Innovations itself is wide open for your calls if you want your bath renovated. Don't call me. I don't know what I'm doing. I can assure you I have no clue what I'm doing when it comes to renovating baths. Bath Innovations does, because they're general contractors and they know exactly what's going on. You can reach them on the phone, 271-2723, 271-2723. You can find them online, bathinnovations.com, or you can do what I do, stop by the showroom and talk to one of the people there, shake their hand, look them in the eye. You'll know these are people you can trust immediately. I trust them, and I know that they do a good job because I've had listeners tell me what a great job they've done. I've seen the before and after pictures. They send me Facebook pictures. They send me text messages. They tag me in their Facebook posts, and I go and I look at the before and after, and I'm thinking, it's about time you got rid of those avocado green tiles from the 1950s. It's about time you stepped up to a rock that came out of the ground, something that looked beautiful and delicious, nice quartz or granite. It's about time you got that acrylic on the walls because it's easy to clean, it lasts forever. We were talking about rental homes earlier. There is no reason anyone in this city has a rental home without acrylic in the bathroom. It's just too easy to clean and too durable. Anything else is trouble. Call Bath Innovations, 271-2723, and get them out there. We'll be back.
Times have changed, and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on cold.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, welcome back in. Got to clean up these two phone calls here. I got Dave Mowry in the studio, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis. We'll be back, 10 minutes or so after the next 10 minutes. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back the day after that. And we'll be back the day after that. The show never ends. We're not ending the program at 12 o'clock. We're putting it on a hiatus. We're going on a sabbatical, Dave.
For a 21-hour sabbatical.
21-hour sabbatical.
A really long one.
I want to work in a profession where I go on a sabbatical. They give radio host sabbaticals?
I don't know.
I love when professors go on sabbatical.
On sabbatical.
I've been working one class per day, 4 days a week for the past 5 years. It's about time I had a semester off to tour Spain. You do a lot of Spanish study. No, I just want to see the running of the bulls and wherever that's called. I want to go to Sevilla and eat some tapas. I need a sabbatical. Well, your humble host needs a sabbatical.
Seriously. Especially if they're sending us to Spain.
You know why I want to go to Spain? The only reason. Honest to goodness, the only reason. They had that pig over there that's only fed acorns.
Oh, yeah. Jamón ibérico.
Yes. It's like $600 an ounce or something.
You can get it here. You just got to send for it.
Yeah, that's the problem. And you got to pay the shipping and everything. Over there, it's I don't want to say affordable, but what in the world? That was the worst commercial I've ever seen in my life. They just had a commercial for a product called Rectacare.
Is that one of those that you file under? If you need it, you'll find it. Like, why do they advertise stuff like that?
Rectacare. It's for hemorrhoids. And they had, for the commercial, a bunch of butts. People sitting down, people standing up, people walking. It just, like, zoomed in on people's butts. It looked like they'd, you know, raided a voyeur's library or something. Joey Clark was in the house or something. Bud.
Good afternoon, sir. I guess good morning still, Liz.
Good morning. I don't know where you are. If you're on Trump time, it's afternoon where you are.
Yeah, drive. I don't know what day is. Don't know what night is. If you would, let me address the last caller right before your break. And I don't think he was... Let me just say I think he's uninformed. When I ran for city council a few years ago, I really delved down into the city county, the Montgomery City budgets. And I would encourage everybody to go look at the Montgomery City budgets. There is like a 120-page annual budget, and it will show, be it police, firefighters, sanitation, whatever, for basically the past 10 years, what the revenues were, what the expenses were, what the number of employees were. And that's when I was running, that's what I really delved into, because it's like, where do we stand? And if you look at those numbers, Montgomery literally has plus or minus 15 employees over the past 10 years in the police department. We run basically 530 employees over the past 10 years, regardless of crime. And that includes uniformed detectives. That includes civilians working for the police department. That includes people that are only desk jobs that work in. And so... In your previous caller, again, he said more like we have 1,000 people employed by the police department. No, we don't. And that's and again, hey, let's be honest here. In Montgomery, if you stay out of certain neighborhoods, your chance of getting murdered, violent crime, is very, very little. We know property crimes occur
even in those neighborhoods. If you avoid certain behaviors, your chances of being engaged in violent crime plummets to nearly zero.
Exactly.
I mean, and as far as the number of police officers, that's kind of a great misnomer. And I appreciate your call, Bud. I'm gonna move on because I want to talk to Gail for a second. But as far as the number of police officers, that's one of the misnomers too, because you have a lot of people who are uniformed, APOS certified police officers doing non what we would consider police officer jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't need a police officer to answer the phone. You can have somebody else answer the phone. You don't need a police officer to push pencils around. You can have someone else push pencils around. You know, most people think, well, we got 500 police officers. They're all on the street. There are 500 people on the street at any time. No. You might have 20 at any time. I don't know that exact number, but it's not much higher than that. Gail.
Hey, Baron. Hey. I've got a simple question. I'm not going to keep you long. It's about this little Reed guy that's running for mayor. Mm-hmm. All his commercials say he is going to raise the teacher's pay. How is he going to do that? Because the last time I checked, teacher's pay was regulated by the legislature.
You're a smart lady.
So is he just blatantly lying, or does he know something I don't?
Let me take both sides of that. Okay, I'll take the side you're calling on and saying yes, he's lying. I'll take the other side and say he could negotiate a deal with the county, because the county, you can pay your teachers more than the state salary. He could negotiate a deal with the county where the city would donate money to the county school system, and this county school system would put that into teacher salaries. He could.
But.
You ever heard the expression, don't give the milk away when you, don't pay, hold on. Don't give the milk away for free, make them buy the cow?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Nobody's going to buy the cow when they can get the milk for free.
That's the expression. Nobody's going to buy the cow when they can get the milk for free. That's the problem with the school system. The more free milk you give them, they're not going to buy your cow. And so you lose leverage. When you tell them, come straight out, I'm going to give you money for this, I'm going to give you money for that. you have to leverage that money. And you have to say, okay, I will give you the money, but we got to do something about some issues here. Here are my ideas on how to transform the school system. Do you still want my money or not? Oh, yes, sir, we want your money. Okay, are you going to implement my plans? Some of them. Then you don't get my money. Or you get some of my money. And so, you know, the reality is he can't say that he's going to increase teacher pay. Not honestly, but he's a Reed. I mean, what do you expect?
Right.
He can't say he's going to increase teacher pay because he may not be able to cut a deal with the school system where they'll accept his money in the first place. They don't have to accept his money.
I think you're right on the money, honey.
I always am.
All right. Thank you, Baron. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. It's 56 and a half minutes after 11 o'clock. We have, 3.5 minutes left in the program? I've got all this extra news.
Yeah, I know.
I got more Epstein.
The stack is too big to cover, Baron.
Got more Epstein.
It doesn't even fit.
Got drug-resistant superbugs. I got illegal immigrants buying babies for $80.
$80, huh?
I got rich Chicago parents giving up custody of their kids so that their kids can get grants for college.
That's just smart.
Wait, go back.
This one?
$80 babies?
The way you said that, Joey, I thought you might want to buy one more than cover the news. Children being rented, bought, recycled, and kidnapped so that single adults, mostly men from Central America, can gain quick release in the United States after crossing the border illegally. Wow. The cost of a child varies.
Wait, what?
Yeah. There are people that are renting their babies or selling their babies for cash so that single men can cross the border and say, this is my son.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And if you have a child with you, you're more likely to get released rather than detained because Democrats, they ruin everything. White liberals ruin everything. I mean, absolutely everything. Everything nice we've ever had that's been ruined can be attributed to white liberalism. Everything. But white liberals say, there are concentration camps on the border. There are concentration camps on the border. And as a result, we don't detain the children anymore. So now we've created a market for children. Because now if you have a child, you're not going to get detained.
Because we don't want to put them in the concentration camps, Baron.
Racist!
We've had indications that it could cost anywhere from a few hundred, or in some cases less than $100, up to $1,000 or more. Said Kevin McAleenan, acting secretary of DHS. McAleenan said in one case, a 51-year-old illegal alien had purchased a 6-month-old baby for $80 in Guatemala.
Wow, man.
So that if he could keep it alive on the journey, he could get into the United States.
Just so
if he could keep
up.
It alive.
The man was a Honduran national. He confessed to border agents what happened.
And folks were laughing because it's just so outrageous.
Yeah, it's laughing
because it's white liberals who've created this problem. You want to know why babies in Honduras and Guatemala are being trafficked for $80? White liberals. White liberals. Creating a human trafficking market for 6-month-olds to go for $80. If he can keep it alive, he can gain easy access to the United States.
That's crazy.
Beware the guilty honky.
Joey, I'm going to turn these microphones over to you, if you don't mind.
No, of course.
Dave?
21 hours.
We'll do it again in 21 hours. We'll be back.